that I see in schools, there are two distinctive service ideas for professionals in therapy. So you have the medical model, which for therapists, OTPT, speech, anything like that, addresses whatever the student or the child needs. And then you have the educational model, which says, well, unless it is impacting their education, and to impact their education is such a tiny little piece that they don't get served. And there has to be, we have to eliminate the thinking that there's a medical and an educational, and we need to have just one model of serving kids and giving them the services that they need, no matter whether it's impacting their education or not, because ultimately, if they're having difficulties with speech, fine motor, gross motor, anything like that, it will eventually impact their education. So why don't we be proactive instead of reactive? So what I did, because I had spent so much time studying children with autism and studying the spectrum and trying to understand, one of the major things with autism is sensory integration and sensory issues. So when I first started teaching, I brought in a big yoga ball. We did some things like that, but I didn't really know. I was just sort of practicing, you know. I didn't truly have a grasp of what was going on. So when I got into the school system in Winston-Salem, I met with the OT, and we had this great conversation, and she was telling me all about these things for sensory integration, but she said, I'm not allowed to do them, because we are the educational model, we're not the medical model, and I'm not allowed to do these things, and if the parents want sensory therapy, then they have to go through their private insurance, and they have to do it on their own, because the school system won't do it. And I said, well, then teach me. What can I do? And so we set up my classroom, and she brought in several different things for fine motor, so that I had a whole fine motor center that wasn't writing. We did a whole proprioceptive center where I had a swing, and I had a ball, and I had a trampoline. And then she also gave me some ideas for things to allow students who were maybe having some oral motor issues. I bought every year a set of whistles and different types of whistles for every student to have, and then we did some whistling things, and my whole take on it was, well, you can't do it, but I can. You teach me, and then I can do it, because there's nothing in policy or anything else that says that I can't. Now, I can't write IEP goals for it, but, you know, every child in my classroom, and by the end of my public school career, I had a blended classroom of typical children and special needs children. So all of my children benefited from these things, and not just those on the spectrum, or not just those with sensory needs. Every child benefited from them.